What do your days look like now?
Filled with action. And we made the decision by Saturday afternoon, October 7th, that we weren't going to wait around for the Israeli government or the U.S. government or anybody else to take action on our behalf. We said, we're taking matters into our own hands. We set up a situation room, and sometimes there are four people here, sometimes there are 14 people here. It depends on the day and the time of day. But we are constantly in action mode, whether it be reaching out to U.S. officials, reaching out to Israeli officials, finding foreign government officials that may be relevant players here, connecting with other hostage families to compare parts of the journey. We basically have said we need to tell the story, keep it front and center for the world, and we need to do everything we can to reach out to every influential person that we can that might ultimately be the person who could lead to the release of Hirsch.
He's going to hate it. All of his friends always say he is going to hate that he's everywhere, that you guys are everywhere, that, you know, that you've described him on all of these, you know, in all these articles and all these newscasts and all these things. We joke about it all the time. We say, like, first of all, God willing, I would love to deal with him hating it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he should come home healthy, soon, alive, one arm down, we'll deal with that. Trauma, we'll deal with it. But honestly, my normal way of being, when people say there's fight, flight, or freeze, I'm a freezer, usually. But I've never been in this situation before, and this is just primal. What we've been doing, it's not me. This is so not me to go and not be scared. Look, I'll speak in public. It's not that. I'm not shy. But I do get nervous. I've taught for years, and we joke about it because I'll be going to teach, you know, a group of 16-year-olds. Like, they're not exactly like an intimidating bunch. And I'll be nervous and shaking before, and it's a whole big thing. That's gone. I don't care who I talk to now. Like, the scariest thing on planet Earth has happened. So I don't care getting up in front of 300,000 people in D.C., my voice didn't shake. I don't care. I don't care getting up in front of the UN, up in front of the Pope. I don't care.